As things stand now, the financial system of each country is being sustained and supported by its own government. The governments are primarily concerned with their own economies. This tends to give rise to financial protectionism, which threatens to disrupt and perhaps destroy the global financial markets. British regulators will never again rely on Icelandic authorities, and countries at the periphery will be reluctant to be entirely dependent on foreign-owned banks. The point I'm trying to make is that regulators must be regulations must be international in scope. Without it, financial markets can't remain global. They would be destroyed by regulatory arbitrage. Businesses would move to the countries where the regulatory climate is the most benign, and this would expose other countries to risks they can't afford to run. Globalization was so successful because it forced all countries to remove regulations, but the process doesn't work in reverse. It will be difficult to get countries to agree on uniform regulations. Different countries have different interests, which drive them towards different solutions.